Next patient was Maitland Donna. That is M-A-I-T-L-A-N-D, Maitland. Donna is D-O-N-N-A, D as in David. Donna Maitland. Date of birth is 8/20/54. And the date of visit is 4/1/24. Isn't that copy for James Brown, M.D.? Next paragraph. Dear Jim, thank you for sending Donna Maitland for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, history of illness. This is a 69-year-old female with a long-standing history of smoking and history of COPD. Has symptoms of cough, wheezing, and shortness of breath with activity. The patient brings up some whitish foamy mucus but denies any hemoptysis, fevers, chills, or weight loss. Period. She was recently sent for a chest CT on 3/22/24, which showed a irregular 1.7 centimeter nodule in the periphery of the right lower lobe and a well-circumscribed 5 millimeter non-calcified nodule along the right minor fissure and a 4 millimeter nodule in the right upper lobe and a irregular 8 millimeter nodule in the right upper lobe, period. The patient was advised to have further evaluation done. There was evidence of centrilobular emphysema and mild coronary calcifications, period. The patient is using the Anoro inhaler on a regular basis, and she has been a smoker for over 50 years, and she's trying to quit, period. Next paragraph. Past history has included history of pilonidal cyst removal, history of cervical cancer with colonization, and history for hypertension, as well as COPD. Next paragraph. The patient also had sinus surgery in the past. She has low back pain, neck pain, and shoulder pains. And she has dupuytren's contractures of her palm. Also has Barrett's esophagus and a kidney stone, period. Next, habits the patient smoked one pack per day for 50 years, presently down to half a pack per day. No significant alcohol use. She worked in an office. Next, family history. Father died of a heart attack. Mother died of cancer of the colon. Next, allergies to sulfur drugs. Next paragraph of system review. The patient has no fatigue, fever, or weight loss, no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. She has no urinary frequency burning or nighttime awakening. No hay fever, but has wheezing, cough, and shortness of breath. She has no abdominal pains or reflux, no black stools or diarrhea. No chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains or palpitations, no anxiety, no depression. There's no easy bruising or joint pains or muscle stiffness, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next, medalist included Anoro one puff daily, amlodipine 2.5 milligrams, one puff a day, and HCTZ 25 milligrams daily. Metoprolol 25 milligrams BID, Protonix 40 milligrams daily, Mobic 15 milligrams BID, and atorvastatin 40 milligrams HS, Ventolin inhaler 2 puffs BRN. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female is alert, no acute distress, no pallor sinusitis, ictus, peripheral edema. Blood pressure 138 by 80, pulse 74, respirations 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 175, saturation 91. HUND and non-phthalic pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears, no inflammation, nasal mucous edematous. Next, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with the decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds of the bases. Wheezes were scattered bilaterally, prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence of irregular, small in S2, no murmur, no S3 column. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, mild edema and varicosities. Keratosis of the skin. There's no calf tenderness or swelling. Reflexes, 1 plus with no gross motor sensory deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin was dry and scaly. Next paragraph, press number 1 is right lung nodule etiology undetermined. Number 2 is COPD and emphysema. Number 3, hypertension. Number 4, nicotine dependency. Number 5, history of skin cancer. Next paragraph, plan, the patient has been advised to get a PET CT scan and a complete pulmonary function study. Also advised to get a CBC IgE level and a complete metabolic profile. She will continue with the albuterol inhaler and a norelipta one puff a day. And a follow-up visit we arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Patient may need to have can you please change? Thank you for the consultation. The patient will possibly need a CT-guided biopsy of the nodule if the PET scan is showing any uptake. She also was advised to quit cigarette smoking and use a nicotine patch. And follow-up will be arranged in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Stark D'Souza. Copy for James Brown, M.D.